95.5 KLOS. How new?
How the screw are you, sir?
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I feel like you were in holographic form yesterday. I could be hallucinating.
I was at my best yesterday.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember yesterday being great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess it was just me.
Everything I said was gold.
It was. That's true.
You just forgot.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Let's talk about today, shall we? Let's give me five.
Give me five today.
I don't even know.
Oh, someone suggested grunge songs.
Interesting.
Some time ago, and so something like we have her on tape.
Okay,
making a suggestion with her name. So you know, your favorite grunge bands. So, and kind of get us a little deeper than we would usually go. So
I got it.
That's an interesting idea.
Sounds good. We have bizarre insomnia cures.
Oh, good.
I was up all night last night.
Were you?
And, I don't know. About 3 o'clock, I tweeted sleep. Sounds cool.
And you had some strange suggestions.
I got especially one. That is nonsense.
Oh, cool. Those are the best.
Yes.
Did it work?
I didn't try it because I didn't have the available accoutrement.
No.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't have the stuff that was needed.
No feather boa.
No.
All that kind of stuff. I see. Well, we'll talk about that later.
There's a bizarre story that involves Tickle Me Elmo.
I hate Tickle Me Elmo.
I know.
It's a long story behind
you'll
that.
You'll like this then.
I was at a rock station in New York City, Howard Stern Station, and we were having to give away Tickle Me Elmos.
Because it was the hottest toy of that season, right?
But it was like a rock station. Yeah. We're like, oh, we're going to give away Tickle Me Elmo.
Yep.
Kill me now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll like the story then.
Good.
We have one American dollar.
Yay. Oh, cool.
And before 4 o'clock, we have the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Which right this second is up to $3,000. So if you've been playing along, be ready to play some more in depth between now and four. Shot at $3,000. Dorothy is who that is. She was our recent guest here on Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, she's great.
She's going to be doing a little TV today, Access TV at 5 o'clock this afternoon, doing the Top 10 Revealed show, celebrating the music and style of 80s hair bands.
Oh, we've done that recently on One American Dollar.
That's right.
We have.
She's very goth, so it's kind of interesting that she's going to take that on. But Dorothy is who that is. Rest in peace. And you can see her on Access TV, 5 o'clock, Los Angeles time today.
I need a dollar.
Oh, yeah. I need it, man.
Time for One American Dollar.
Let's play.
The thinking behind One American Dollar, by the way, the name, is that my former partner Bean and Matt Money Smith, who I used to work with, used to have bets on baseball seasons. And they would figure out every way, annoying way to pay each other. Pennies to pesos to whatever they could think of.
Right.
They did it for about 20 years in a different way every single year.
Wow.
So this cuts all that nonsense out.
Yeah, let's just get down to a dollar,
American
man.
Dollar.
You can buy so much if you are careful with that American dollar.
I need a dollar, that's what I need. Hey,
that's Raul with our theme there.
That is, yes.
Thank
all right. This is impossible. This is the hardest one you've ever had.
Oh, man.
It's not. You're not going to get it.
Oh, man. But I need a dollar.
But if you do,
yeah.
Major props.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. What's the subject?
So the subject is the top 10 cities that swear the most on Twitter.
Wow, that is specific AF to just get into the mode.
Top 10 cities that swear the most on Twitter.
So they see where the people are from.
Yes.
And then they count up the naughty words they throw out.
Yep.
That is a really, really weird.
It's a strange category,
that's a bizarre,
I know.
Bizarre.
I'm going to give you six guesses, and
six
if you
guesses.
Get two right.
Two! Wow,
you
so this
win.
Is hard then.
Yes, it's very hard.
Oh my God.
It's not possible. That's right. And you've been winning too much. It's been really making me mad.
So you're shutting it down.
Top 10 cities that swear the most on Twitter.
Well, I guess I'd have to go for the obvious right away. My guess would be Detroit right out the gate. That's in the top 10 of the most swearing. Although they don't even have internet still in Detroit.
Is that short?
Because, you know, they don't have any electricity in that town anymore.
That's, not Detroit. It's not top 10.
Oh, man.
That's one wrong.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Like they would swear a lot out there.
Is a strange guess.
Oh, get out of here! Woohoo!
Why did you pick Albuquerque?
Because of Breaking Bad and, you know, all of that. It just seems like a strange
Oh, man,
place.
You already got one.
I did.
You're only supposed to get two.
Oh, my God.
You
I might get my
guesses.
Dollar. Woo!
I need
All right, next guess.
Portland, Oregon seems like an angry town.
Incorrect, sorry.
Damn,
that's three.
I mean, New York City has to be one. No way! What?
Here's what I'm going to tell you about New York City.
Yeah.
Second to last.
Of how many?
Well, there's cities. I don't know how many cities are in there, but the bottom 10, it's number two to the bottom.
So it's not on the top 10 list.
No, no, no. It's on the bottom list.
Of like
the bottom 10.
Out of like 100 or something?
However many cities they have.
You're kidding.
New York City has 19 per 1,000 tweets.
Wow. And the ones New York,
and the ones that we're mentioning are 50 and 49 and that kind of stuff.
Step up, NYC.
New York is bogus when it comes to Twitter.
I'm very disappointed. People seem very unhappy in St. Louis. How about St. Louis?
St. Louis. Let me...
St. Louis, sorry. Misery. Oh, man.
Okay, that's four guesses. You got one right.
I only got the ABQ.
Well, you got two more guesses.
So far.
To get one.
Boston seems angry. Kat was always swearing. She's a good swearer.
Boston is incorrect.
Censored! Edited for television! Bleep! That's a bunch of
I
crap.
Told you it was going to be difficult. It is. It's impossible.
Wow.
It really is. But you got one guess to get one more.
One guess to get one more.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Dallas. Don't let me down. Come on, Dallas. Swear up a star.
Nope. I'm sorry. It is not Dallas. You got Albuquerque. That's fascinating.
Well, that one just, that was Breaking Bad that did that one.
Number 10
is... All right, so wait. Describe again exactly what this is because it's so weird.
It's the top 10 cities that swear the most on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yes, only.
Okay.
Not in person. Okay. In person, New York would be way up there.
I would think.
But on Twitter, no.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs is 10th.
What?
With 45.
That's like the most G-rated town in the world.
With 45 out of 1,000.
You've got to be. So they're totally repressed in Colorado Springs. Who knew?
Columbia, Georgia. I'm sorry, Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. All right.
Is 9.
I don't
Eight
know
is Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Ah,
7 is Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Greensboro, North Carolina is 6.
Spent time there, quite a bit of time, and that doesn't surprise me.
Albuquerque
when you say that.
Is number
Woo!
5. You got
ABQ.
Number 4 is El Paso, Texas.
Oh.
Number 3 is Newark, New Jersey.
Oh man, that should have been obvious.
Number
That's
2 is Stockton, California.
Stockton.
We need to step it up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, come on.
And number 1. By quite a sizable lead,
yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not positive why, but they curse a lot in Atlanta.
Atlanta's burning in their early
That's correct,
on.
Yes. Dollar, that's what I need. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
You know, it's getting to be that time of year when you start have to thinking about, you know, getting Christmas gifts for people.
Oh, God.
And in years past, there have been the gift.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's the one thing everybody wants. It's all sold out. No one can get it. And then you spend 2 months trying to wriggle your way into getting this one item.
Stealing it from some store. You know, is that moved on? Has life moved on in America from that? We're not all on the same page anymore.
I don't feel like it's been that way in the last couple of
right?
years.
I think we're sort of so diverse now that it's sort of broken off.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Boo!
Yeah. Is in the news. And I assume that you hate this one.
I do. I hate Tickle Me Elmo. I had to give them away on the radio and make a big deal out of it
Did
for a
you
couple
really?
Of months.
On
yeah.
a rock station?
On a rock station in New York City. Howard Stern's rock station. Hey, we've got Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
Oh
and you know, people
God.
Like either were totally into it or like, who cares?
Yes, of course.
Who cares?
Very polarizing.
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere, so
yes.
you can't avoid it.
Yes.
Avoid it.
I mean, it's probably a good idea. But I hated it.
This guy could have avoided it. Michigan
yeah.
home inspector convicted after masturbating with client's Elmo doll.
That gives a whole new meaning to Tickle Me Elmo.
This is video from March 12th, when during the sale inspection of an Oxford Township home, Kevin Van Leeuwen goes into a two-year-old boy's bedroom and picks up an Elmo doll.
What do you know? It's a Kevin.
How dare you?
I'm amazed you didn't cut that out, his name.
I almost did.
Van Leeuwen later told police he moved it to inspect an outlet, but when told there was a camera in the nursery...
By the way, there was a camera in the nursery... And the homeowner got an alert and was watching.
Oh, man.
The whole thing.
Oh, man.
Police say he confessed to and apologized for what we won't show you.
Come on.
Going to the closet and inappropriately touching himself Woo. With the stuffed puppet.
Yeah. Nobody in the right mind does things like that.
How
Agreed.
Dare you?
Nobody in the right mind does things like that.
Unless, like, your name is, what was that, a lawyer guy that used to be governor of New York or something. You know, he's always claiming he was just putting his pants on or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can't remember his name.
I mean, Judy. Giuliani?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was with a Tickle Me Elmo doll. I'm
Here's
shocked.
My thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're helping yourself to yourself.
Yes, uh huh, right.
Is this the sound you want?
Yes, I do.
Again!
again? Give me a minute. I did it again.
Oh my God, dude. Wow.
Can you imagine having video? It's, and it was on a newscast. So there's video of a guy who's named, who you can clearly see, that's walking over and picks up an Elmo doll and is walking across the room.
Blue stuffed Sesame Street toy.
Yes, and then I'm going to post a picture. It's not graphic, but it is it is him facing into the closet.
Right.
And you can't see what's happening. But Elmo's not happy about it.
Well, it sounded like he
although
was.
Elmo was calling for more, and that's rough.
He did. He needed a breather.
Give the guy a breather, for God's sake.
He put in some new batteries.
Do it again. What? Have you ever done this? It doesn't work that way. You need a minute. Give me a minute. This is a South Park commercial that came out at about the time of Tickle Me Elmo.
Right.
Called Stop Touching Me Elmo.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Stop Touching Me Elmo. When you press his back, Elmo puts his hand on your knee and says fun things.
Have you ever been tickled on the inside? I'm lonely. Are you lonely? Can I watch you go potty? You want to kiss the guy who does Elmo's voice?
Elmo.
So they were prophetic.
Yes, they were.
They thought what was
they knew
coming.
This was coming, so to speak.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. I love it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You look tired today. Did you not get a good night's sleep last night?
I fell asleep about 5.
5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At about 3, I tweeted, sleep. Sounds cool.
It's always interesting to see how quickly people will jump on that because they're totally awake as well.
Yes, agreed.
It's pretty amazing, the avalanche sometimes.
And we have someone on the line that sent me one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
For a suggestion for trying to get to sleep?
Yes. If you have severe insomnia.
Uh-huh.
And none of the normal stuff works.
Well, like, what's some of the
don't
things?
Don't tell me not to eat late. Don't tell me to drink milk. Don't tell me to put my screen away. None of that stuff.
Masturbate.
Helps. Right, sure.
Bring over a prostitute. A prostitute. Very different.
So one of the people that has been following, at least my career, since a long, long time ago, Geometric Bananas on Twitter.
Geometric Bananas, what are you thinking following him this long?
First of all, bananas. I love that, Kevin. You should say it like that for now. Bananas.
Yes, rather.
So you start by saying my mother-in-law suffers from severe insomnia, and I would like you to pick it up from there.
Well, she does. She suffers from severe insomnia. She has for years. And, you know, TikTok is like the new encyclopedia now.
No, it's not.
Yes.
First of all, no.
I've learned a lot more from them, those stupid books.
I mean, you can find stuff that's true on TikTok.
But one out of a bazillion.
Mark, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Banana.
So, so I found on there that this girl was saying she doesn't sleep at night, so she got a lemon. Cut it in half 4 ways.
All right, slow down.
But not
you
all
get
the
a
way.
Lemon.
A lemon. Cut it in half 4 ways.
Cut it 4 ways, but not all the way through.
Like, exactly, yeah. So you kind of create a little pocket. In that pocket, you create, I'm sorry, you don't create, you pour salt in there.
Salt.
After you pour, yeah, after you pour salt, you close it up as much as you can.
And then you F it?
It's not a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
Oh, sorry.
That would hurt.
Sorry. Yeah, right?
All
thank
right.
you.
So in the pocket, you put what?
Salt.
Salt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Do you...
I'm sorry, can I just jump in here? This already sounds like the biggest load of crap
that's
I've ever
I'm
heard.
Saying. That's my point. It does. That's my point.
Okay. I know it does. But see, she was so desperate to sleep.
Okay.
I told her, just try it. And she told me I was able to not only sleep... If I happened to wake up, I fell back asleep.
What do you do with it once you've poured salt all over the
thing? Do you taste it? Do you put it on your tongue? Do you
throw it away because it's ruined?
No. You eat a part of it?
It's ruined. No, you just leave it by your bed.
What?
So you do, you take a lemon, you cut it in 4 ways, not all the way through. You fill it with salt, and then you set it in the vicinity of where you're sleeping.
Yes.
You know what? I think she was just so tired from doing all that, she just fell asleep. That's what it really
be.
She's like, oh my God, I just cut this damn thing.
My God, I can't find
salt in it.
A minute. At the most, a minute.
What?
You mean it takes a minute to prepare, right?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What the hell is it that makes you sleep from it? What's going on? What's the science?
You said in your tweet that helped her sleep the whole night.
Yeah, you let's should break try. Out the yeah. encyclopedia and so, see what the science is.
How would that work yeah. scientifically?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I just play one on the radio.
I like that I'm in my desperate hour of need, and I'm tweeting, I wish I could sleep.
Hey,
I
got an idea. You just take this thing.
I saw this thing on TikTok.
Salt on it.
And you take a lemon, you cut it all the way through, and you fill it with salt, and you set it near your bed.
I will be Kevin's new personal doctor. If he tells me, you know what? I got a paper cut. Let me go on TikTok, Kevin, and I will tell you what to do.
Excellent.
Well, don't put lemon on it and salt.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, so you're going to try this tonight, right? You're really going to try this tonight?
I am going to try it tonight.
If you're awake again?
I have to stop and get a lemon.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have to be awake? Do you have to be awake when you do this or
sleepwalking?
No, my question is, like, at 3 a.m. when I'm desperate, do I go do this or do I do it before I go to bed at night?
Oh, I see.
Preferably do it before you go to bed, but if you are desperate, like 3 a.m., do it and it'll still work.
Well, it worked for your stepmom that way, right? She got up in the middle of the night and gave it a go.
My mother-in-law.
Have you right ever mother? Tried
it? I'm just changing her relationship to you. Don't worry about it.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes.
And did it work for you?
Yes.
That was a hesitant
you
yes.
You are a liar. You sit on a throne of lies, and you are a lying liar who lies.
One last question
it
about
also
this.
Be my Latina blood in me, you know, that I just see lemon and salt.
And you just like, oh,
I got you.
You have margarita flashbacks.
So I just need to have a margarita.
Out.
That's what you're telling me.
One last question. Yes. Kevin does a lot of blow. Does he need to not be on a lot of Coke before going to bed? Would
less
that help?
Coke?
Less Coke.
The more, the better.
The more, the better. Right, I'm writing that down. More, the better. Thank you, Geometric
yeah,
Bananas.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to take calls.
Bananas.
Thank you. We're going to take calls from everybody else at 818-955-KLOS. Insomnia cures.
Yeah.
But they can't be normal.
No.
I don't want that normal crap. I've tried it all.
Preferably, theoretically, they work. I mean, they can be weird, but...
The crazier, the better.
Yeah.
But you swear they work.
You're sure they do.
818-955-KLOS.
Kevin did not sleep. That's Baker Street, by the way. Foo Fighters cover. We're right in the middle of a twofer from Dave and Co.
Talking about insomnia. And I've tried all the normal ways.
Right.
Everything that's normal. Don't eat too late. You know, drink milk.
Warm milk.
Put your screens away so you're not watching TV, that
right,
kind of stuff.
Right.
Computers, none of that stuff.
Noise, like a white noise sort of things. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So now I have to look outside the box, as we hate to say.
How dare you say that? Oh. You
but
be
they
dismembered.
But they do
that.
Need to be weird.
Yes. Weird
suggestions. But you believe them.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Hello.
What you do is you go on a 8-day straight Coke bender.
Okay. Right. But I'm hoping that there's a one night fix. I don't have 7 days.
I mean, he's already 5 days into his bender. But
that's true. That is true.
Dude, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Helpful advice.
Yo, my helpful advice when I'm trying to sleep, I design something in my head, like a whole town or a bar or not the perfect nightclub, and I just let my imagination go. And then when it starts being crazy, I don't try and rein it in, because that means I'm getting closer to falling asleep.
Oh, interesting.
And I'll just like think of a whole town and the transportation system, and you can't get stuck on any one detail, because then I start to come back awake again. You just gotta
right. No, I think that's a very, very good idea.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think that's very good.
Although, if I were to try and design something in my head, it would just be a candy bar.
Nice.
Well, you can work on that.
Okay.
Dude, thanks for calling. I do actually, when I'm trying to sleep sometimes and I can't, I think of stories that I've heard, not necessarily movies and things, but like stories or things I know happened, and then imagine all the details. I imagine from everybody's point of view in that story,
okay,
how it affected them, how they got there, and I just get so bored I go to sleep eventually. It does work for me, actually.
Does it really?
Yeah, it really does.
That sounds as crazy as bananas.
Nothing's that crazy. I've only been doing it for about 6 years now, but it's starting to work for me.
Wow.
818-955-KLOS.
Weird solutions for insomnia.
So you know our pal Scott Hutchinson?
Yes.
He sent us something that says, this woman who claims lemon and salt, and you're looking for cures for insomnia, has changed her life in an unexpected way. So, in other words, what bananas had said,
bananas had said,
is to cut up a lemon into 4 little slices and put some salt in the middle and put it by your bed and it'll knock you out.
I don't understand. Is he serious?
According to this website, it's not only true, but apparently, according to this website, it's witchcraft. And that's how it works.
I don't care.
I know, right?
If witchcraft works, I'm in.
That's what it is.
I'll
put you out. Yeah. Thanks, fantastic. Scott. That's very interesting.
Wow, interesting. I'll have to look that up.
So she's not the only one who knows that bizarre cure.
We are talking about non-traditional ways to cure insomnia. You have one?
Yeah, so I'll go for like a run. And then I'll come home and smoke a little bit and then knock out.
Yeah, see, I've done.
Yeah, a run is good. Didn't that help you? A little physical exercise, dude?
I've done both. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that helps. But there are some times when it's like, okay, now I've exercised. I've
gummied it up. Yes. You don't smoke. I smoke.
I don't smoke because it hurts my throat, but I gummied it up, and it's still sort of just laying there.
Well, sir, I'm sorry your advice didn't help, Kevin. We're going to have to shoot you.
Listen, that's part of my nightly routine, so thank you for calling. Yes.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, if you count from 100 backwards.
Yeah, that's kind of a normal one, though, and that doesn't really do anything for me.
But to be honest, I haven't tried that.
Oh, really?
Because I consider that kind of normal.
It does when they're putting you under for operations.
Well,
it totally works.
They're getting you meds.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part.
Of course that's happening.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Yes, insomnia.
And the slug monstrosity.
Help.
What cures you got?
Hey, have you tried a little bit of caffeine?
No.
Oh, the opposite, huh?
I would think that would be the opposite.
It doesn't do anything to me. I can drink coffee.
I've heard those stories where the doctor gives him a sleeping pill and says, only take one. And then the guy comes in later on saying, I took half that damn bottle. It was up all night because it was a caffeine pill. Just a small increment.
Tiny increment of caffeine. Interesting.
Why? How does that work scientifically?
Because your body will begin to fight it.
Oh.
And it'll shut you down.
See, now that's what we're looking for. Some sort of odd, bizarre flip side.
Wow,
thanks for
that's
calling,
weird.
Dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Need to make a Starbucks run every night before I go to bed. We're looking for non-traditional insomnia cures. We are talking about weird insomnia cures. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Dante, and me and my wife, Lolly, found a very super cool non-traditional way to fall asleep.
All right.
It's called the weighted blanket, the 20-pound weighted blanket.
I've heard of that.
Like
Does it really work like a charm?
It does, because I was very skeptical. I told my wife, Lolly's, I said, no way, this thing is not going to work. And then the morning I go, what is that noise? What is that noise? And she said, that's your alarm. I go, my alarm? I slept all the way to the alarm?
Yeah, that's super not normal. I've seen that advertised everywhere.
Why does it work? What does it do? What is it?
It does. It pulls you down. It covers you. The 20-pound. I told her, go large or don't go home at all. So we went with
not the right thing, but okay.
It's close enough.
Yeah, close enough. We went with a 20-pound blanket. In about 2 minutes, I was out.
Wow. I will tell you that
I'll try that.
On vacation, a lot of times they'll have much heavier blankets, like comforters. Yeah, mm-hmm. And in Hawaii they did.
Uh-huh.
I slept so good. And it wasn't just because I was on vacation. I think it was that blanket, actually, that helped a lot.
Interesting.
Hi, KLOS. What's your insomnia cure?
Kevin Sluggo, how you doing?
We are great. Thank you.
Did you consider sex like traditional?
Yes.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and he called me at like 3 in the morning, and he's like, come on over. And I'm like, go to hell. Go straight to hell. Do not pass go.
But then you were nice enough to come over, and that's cool.
Thanks for the suggestion, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. Hello?
Ooh, is this a ghost calling?
Yes,
like
hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're calling from beyond?
Hi. No, this speaker is not a good idea.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. It made you sound like a spirit.
All right. You have a non-traditional way to cure insomnia?
How do you sleep in the afterlife?
I like to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I like to work out.
Yeah, that does make sense. So you get up, and then you work out for a while, and then you go back to sleep big time. And then
you don't go back to sleep right after that. You work out, and then you go on with your day, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you do that to tire yourself out so that later at night when it's time to go to bed, you fall asleep.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Don't yell at me. All right, exactly.
That sounds like a lot of work. That's probably why you died.
Exactly.
It's right great Thank for you, for you to call us from heaven, though. We appreciate that. Or wherever you are.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your weird ways of curing insomnia.
Call us from anywhere.
We are going to take a couple of more calls about non-traditional ways to solve insomnia.
Yeah, I don't know how non-traditional it is, but I give myself a hand. And it's all natural.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, I found that worked for me since I was 13, basically.
It still works, and I'm 50. Give me five.
Atahem, if you want to pronounce it improperly. So about 420 years ago, this call came into KLOS.
I'm calling for like a future theme.
Yeah, good. What do you got?
Give me five grunge bands.
I can smoke that. That's good. We'll do that for sure. What's your name?
Crystal.
And here, 420 years in the future, Crystal's theme comes to fruition.
Listen, we're slow at times.
very, very slow.
We do the best we can.
So, grunge bands, what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. We'll start with Screaming Trees, and I nearly lost you. KLOS listener Crystal suggested several weeks ago this particular countdown, grunge, five grunge songs, and you had someone you wanted to hear
for
sure?
Well, Chris Cornell is associated with grunge a lot.
Yep.
But I think he has had one of the best voices of all time for any genre.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. 100%. Always a big fan of everything that he did. Here is Soundgarden, the Garden of Sound on KLOS. We played a bit of this stuff at that last station we were at from time to time.
A bit.
I remember the first time Mystery Science Theater 3000 mentioned it. It was like 1991. Oh, it's that grunge sound them kids are into. All their flannel and whatever.
The grunge edition.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, what do you got for the Gimme 5 grunge edition?
Just because I like the way it sounds. Mother Love Bone.
I like the way you say it. I have to admit.
You like the way it sounds? We like the way you say it.
We're in agreement. Yeah, Alice enjoying the day in chains.
Love that band.
Me too. And all of this stuff. I remember when it first started surfacing a little bit. I'm like, this is actual rock.
Yeah, it changed everything.
It did.
When was it? 91, 92?
Yeah, like late 80s and then really got going in 90s.
Really changed the world.
It was the first hard kick in the ass rock it had for quite some time. So I was pretty damn happy about it. And we are doing the grunge edition today because we got this call a couple of weeks ago.
I'm calling for like a future theme.
Yeah, good. What do you got?
Give me five grunge bands.
I can smoke that. That's good. We'll do that for sure. What's your name?
Crystal.
Crystal, thank you very much for that call. We are always open to suggestions for
sure.
So how can they reach us, young Kevin?
They can either on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo, or they can call 818-955-KLOS.
All right, I want to play this for my my former office mate. We used to actually literally, and I'll post a picture of it later, I'll tweet it, destroy the office we worked in together.
Excellent.
Every time this came on, just sort of a violent outburst because of this song, Nirvana, number one on our little countdown thing.
Violent outburst of joy.
Yeah. I feel like breaking something right now. I think I might. Yeah!
Sluggo just destroyed the studio.
Yeah!
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A guy used a Tickle Me Elmo doll to masturbate. And the new owners had cameras installed and watched the whole thing. And then Elmo said, do it again, do it again.
Yes, he did. We have audio proof.
He doesn't understand how things work. Bizarre.
Does now.
On the topic of bizarre insomnia cures, you cut a lemon four ways and fill it with salt and then put it near you.
And we found out it's actually considered witchcraft, so it might work.
So I'm in.
Yeah.
And a Gimme 5 theme was grunge, suggested from a listener. You can always reach us with your suggestions on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah. Do that. We would love to take your suggestions. And I would love to get out of here and go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You can play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Right now.
Right now. You can call 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13 and you'll play for $3,000. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Adam. How you doing?
Good.
Adam,
we are good and you're caller 13.
Let's do it.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name.
And the last couple of guesses were Brick Red and Midnight Blue, which was a fine Lou Gramm album, as I recall.
The jackpot this hour is $3,000.
So what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Sky Blue.
Sky Blue. Kevin was really quick on the buzzer.
Listen,
there.
A little late. A little late.
You know, you used to work for Family Feud. So.
That is incorrect. So that pushes it up to $3,200.
Sorry, dude.
Next hour.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
He's going to kill us.
His spirit is broken.
He's like, I thought I won because I didn't hear anything.
And your chance to play in the $100,000 name game coming up very soon.
$3,200 is where the jackpot's sitting at right now.
First, we are going to take a couple of...
Possibly my favorite rock song ever. I love that song.
Would you think anyone is interested in $3,400?
Oh, yeah, we should give away some money. I suppose so.
You can win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Speaking of names, what is yours?
This is Ken.
Ken, you are caller 13.
Well done.
All right.
You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Let's do it.
We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name.
Now, let me tell you, it's up to $3,400, and the last couple of guesses were Carillon Blue and Sky Blue.
We had to look up Carillon Blue so we knew what it was.
But yeah.
Those were the last two, and they were not correct.
Correct. So what do you got for us?
All right, I'm not going to go blue, so let's try... I remember a color called Burnt Sienna.
That's incorrect.
All right, give it a shot.
But thanks for playing.
Thank you. And $3,600 tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
The first rock and roll revival concerts were held on this day in rock in 1969 at Madison Square Garden's Felt Forum, featuring Chuck Berry, Bill Haley, and the Coasters. The second ever episode of Saturday Night Live aired on this day in rock in 1975. It was hosted by Paul Simon. Our decision-making process has completely failed. It is no longer meeting the aspirations of all four of us collectively as a band, and from my perspective, has undermined our artistic and political ideal. So said Zach de la Rocha when he quit Rage Against the Machine on this day in rock in 2000.